Over the next 4 weeks, at almost 600 primary and secondary schools throughout the Czech Republic, pupils will come face to face with the many injustices carried out during 4 decades of communist rule. Using documentary films and interaction with real people who lived through those times, the Stories of Injustice project attempts to shed light on a period that barely features on the mainstream Czech curriculum. The program is run by the NGO People in Need, and this is its 4th year. But as Rob Cameron reports, it's not to everyone's taste.
A black and white documentary film called 10 Points, about a November 1968 strike by Czechoslovak students in protest at the Soviet-led invasion of August of that year. It's being shown here at the Josefská Gymnázium, an academic secondary school just a few metres from Prague's Charles Bridge. A class of 36 18 and 19-year-olds sit in silence, engrossed in a lyrical, thought-provoking film about protest, democracy and youth.
Podporování pracujícími všech odvětví vyhlašují třídenní studentskou okupační stávku.
10 Points was made in 1968, but was never shown. It's one of the so-called safe films, films that were made but thrown into a safe by the communist censors, fearful of the effect they would have on the Czechoslovak public, still reeling and angry from the August 1968 invasion. 10 Points is one of half a dozen documentaries that are being shown in just under 600 schools throughout the Czech Republic this November, films that will be seen by thousands and thousands of pupils. After the showing, I asked two of the students at the gymnasium, Camilla and Martina, both aged 19, how much they knew about their country's communist past.
I personally, I'm not very sure of myself. I think I don't know as much as I would like to. We are kind of restricted to the information that we know from school, from the factual informations. Sometimes we speak on the topic with our grandparents or relatives, but I don't think it's very often.
When I was younger, I was really interested about that, but I think that we get good knowledge about it from such projects.
People in Need say that this project started because the information in your school books, school textbooks, mm-hmm. on this period is very kind of sparse. There's not much information about the communist period in schools. Would you agree, is that your experience of going to school, there isn't much about it?
I can absolutely agree with this fact. In history, we spend tons of times studying about ancient Egypt and so on, and this is the topic we get to the last. Some school grades, we don't even get to it. So it's very on the minimum, I think.
Yeah, we usually don't have enough time to learn about it, and that's the main problem, that a lot of people think that young people doesn't know anything about this period.
Vězeň číslo 868, občanským jménem Josef.
An excerpt from another of the documentaries being shown as part of the Stories of Injustice project, called The Man Who Underestimated the Czech Soul. The film tells the story of Josef Brix, one of the hundreds of Czechoslovak pilots who fought with great bravery with the Royal Air Force during the war. In gratitude, the communists imprisoned them as Western imperialists and sent them to the uranium mines, where Josef Brix was beaten to death in 1957.
He would never say, go along with people for the sake of getting himself out of any trouble. He liked other people, and for all his bravery, for what they did to him, he didn't deserve his fate under the communism.
One former RAF pilot who survived his ordeal in the gulags is Jan Wiener. Today, an elderly but still feisty man with a dashing handlebar moustache, he tours schools as part of the Stories of Injustice project to tell the children what happened to him.
I came out of prison camp here, Červený Újezd, 5.5 years as slag worker, for punishment. Other people do it for a profession. There's nothing against that profession. But I was punished with it. When I came out, I saw on the street in Narjitsiye, I saw an old friend, and I hadn't seen him for 5.5 years. So I said, I called out, Nazdar Yardo. And he shortly waved, but quickly went into a house, not to speak with me in public, an ex-prisoner, political prisoner. So that this is the thing I detest. Have you ever read Philip Roth's novel, The Stain? Well, this country has a lot of stains.
It was partly to counter this national amnesia and reluctance to face the past that People in Need set up the Stories of Injustice project 4 years ago. Where better to start than in the schools, where the official curriculum barely mentions the 241 people who were executed by the communists, the 600 who were tortured to death by the secret police, the 8,000 who perished in labour camps and uranium mines, and the 250,000 who were sent to prison, often on trumped-up charges. People in Need spokesman Philip Shebek says it's no wonder most people don't want to talk about it.
I don't know, maybe 3-5% of Czechoslovak nation were really against communist regime. This kind of person, of course, will tell his grandchildren how it was and so on. But the rest of the nation, with like 95%, they were silent. And imagine that your child will ask you, hey, father, how was it at that time? You know, I've seen at school some documentary about how it was terrible and so many people were tortured and punished and were in concentration camps and things like that. How was it possible? What you were doing at that time, you know? You will feel shame, you know, if you will be like with this 95% people. You know, the Czechoslovak nation, who are doing really nothing.
Stories of Injustice is undoubtedly a success. Almost 600 schools are involved with the film screenings and debates with communist victims this year, and many more have ordered documentaries from People in Need's extensive library. But the project isn't popular with everyone. The Education Ministry has so far refused to support it, and there is also substantial opposition from the present-day Communist Party. Prague's main thoroughfare, Wenceslas Square, is home to one aspect of the Stories of Injustice project. It's an exhibition on the square featuring some of the stories of the people who were imprisoned or persecuted during the communist regime. But this project, Stories of Injustice, not everyone agrees with it, not everyone sees it in the same way, and not everyone shares the views of People in Need. One of them certainly is Dr. Josef Skala, who's an advisor to the present-day Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia. What's your take on it? What do you think of it?
It's a typical example of a very partisan view. Older people can tell you that this is resembling a famous exhibition from the early 40s, which was called the Bolshevik Hell. And it was the exhibition organized by local Nazis or German Nazis. And people from the secondary schools and even elementary schools were forced to pay a visit to it, even from quite far, let's say, towns and locations in the Böhmen und Mähren Protectorate. So this is a certain, I would not say a copy, but it resembles quite much.
And you would go so far to draw those parallels, those comparisons between the way the Nazis who occupied this country sought to view the communists and the way that this NGO, People in Need, view the party and its predecessor.
Let me respond to you by a quotation from a famous Czech philosopher, Václav Bělohradský, who is perhaps one of the key, let's say, personal think tanks of today. And he's not a communist at all. And some months ago, he published an article in quite, let's say, famous daily Pravo, and there he wrote one, let's say, formulation. Any comparison, a direct comparison among fascism and communism, can be done only by complete idiots. We should not be blamed, we communists should not be blamed that we want to, let's say, avoid such a debate. We simply want this debate to be objective, not to be a simplistic propaganda. And there's only one way how to have it objective, to refresh the very nature of the historic crossroads which were on the agenda, and then to study the realistic alternatives the key players of those on those crossroads had in their heads.
There's little chance, however, that the communists will be given a substantial forum to give their side of this country's history between 1948 and 1989, at least not while they remain out of power on a national level. In just a few days' time, Czechs will mark the 19th anniversary of the overthrow of communism in Czechoslovakia, at a time when the whole dark period is being exposed to the daylight of contemporary research and investigation, a process that's stories of injustice is just a small part of. It's a process that's still shaking a lot of skeletons out of a lot of cupboards, and it's far from easy. But it's a process nonetheless that NGOs like People in Need believe is essential. ¶¶